Anna DeBlantis right here at 720 WGN. Steve Stone joins us, being brought to us by Let Us Entertain You Restaurants.
Well, in Chicago, I would eat at Shaw's tonight, folks, but I'm not there, so I'm going to have to pass on it.
All right. Oh. All right, I get it.
I'll eat there for you, Steve. I'd love that
place. We take bets before you come on, Steve, and Anna actually had Shaw's in the the office pool here. Where did Steve eat recently?
Yeah, I had Bub City last week, and I got it. I nailed it.
You nailed the Bub City last week.
But we got it. But, you know, the thing is that these are the places we go to. So it's like an easy... I was just at
love
Bub City last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got great
that.
Music going there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
and then they also do karaoke, so.
Yeah, I did not take part in that, but thank you very much for the invitation. I appreciate it. Hey, you know, what an interesting, this is such an interesting time of year. I was at the game last week, and last Tuesday night, and I saw you, as a matter of fact, for just a second. There is an energy, I think, in the White Sox Nation for what is to come. You're getting a little bit of sense, at least I'm getting a sense in the fan base, that they're watching, you know, whether it's Eloy Jimenez or, you know, trying to figure out where Luis Robert is going to be, or, you know, any Kopech, any of these guys that everybody's excited about seeing for next year. And there seems to be, I'm noticing a little bit more of a pop on the field with some of the guys too. There seems to be a focus. Is it just me, or am I on to something?
I think what you're seeing, actually, is you're seeing the start of what this team is going to be, because, you know, even in a game, look, they were getting blown out by the Indians. It turned out to be a 9-7 game as the guys came back, scored four runs in the last inning, showing that at least, you know, this team is not going to lay down. And that really is the trademark of a team that is close. It's not there yet. Obviously, we've got some work to do with the ball club at this point, but I think you're seeing some of the signs that that this team is starting to understand a little bit more about how to play the game. I mean, number one, Moncada's played a lot better defensively these days. Anderson has been much better defensively. I mean, that's a startling improvement for Tim Anderson. And you know, the coaching staff deserves a lot of credit working with Tim all the time. Joe McEwing's done a nice job with him shoring up his backhand, which has really been a big difference in his game. So I think you're seeing these guys They're busting it late. They're trying to do whatever they can do to try to put themselves in a position to win. Quite obviously, when you don't have a really good baseball team, you're not going to win near as many as you'd like. But you have to put yourself in a position to be there. And I think what we're seeing from this Sox team, they're doing it a little more often. They're playing some of the better teams a little bit more heads up. Not necessarily beating them, but getting to the point where they at least look like they deserve to be on the same field with them. And that's really the start. That's what you're looking for, is a first or second step.
Steve, Adam Engel, I've got to bring him up because he's had three home run robberies in a week span.
Back-to-backs last week, Monday and Tuesday.
Back-to-back last week, and then yesterday again. And they were legit robberies. Sometimes guys jump and they're still a couple feet in front of the wall. These balls were going over the fence. One, have you ever seen anything like that? And two, Adam Engel has been great defensively over the past couple of years. At the plate is where he's struggled, although he's hitting a little bit better the past few days. Where do you see Engel factoring into this long-term situation for the Sox?
Well, I think it's time to sit Adam down and talk with him a little bit about going forward, what kind of player should he try to be? And look, he's really surprisingly strong. I mean, this is a guy that was a football player. He's a strong guy. He can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but that's not his game. His game is a game of speed. If he gets on base, he can steal a base for you. We've seen what he does defensively. If he's on the field, he makes your team better because he can go get him alley to alley. We've seen his timing. It's outstanding. You know, if a guy has one catch a year where he brings one back that actually is going out of the ballpark, and he times it perfectly at the top of his jump, he hauls it back in. If he does that once a year, that's good. Twice a year, it's really something special. Three times a year, I've never seen before. And that's what he did in the case of a homestand. You know, you're talking about one homestand. He made three of the best plays you're ever going to see, and he made them one after another after another. And so, but what I see is sitting down with him, understanding, look, even though you're not a small man, you're going to have to learn how to play a small man's game because your game is going to be speed. Later on, if you figure out where you can hit 15 to 20 home runs, that's one thing. Then go up there and try to hit the ball out of the ballpark on occasion. But in the meantime, you've seen when he tries to lay down a bunt, he actually is successful at it occasionally. He needs to be successful at it consistently. he needs to be able to put himself in a position by taking pitches to get a walk, to steal a base. And granted, you know, they're not going to want to pitch around him, so he's going to have that much of a better eye. But I think he's got to prepare himself to play a small man's game and then let him grow into, by body type and experience, grow into the kind of player that will swing away a lot and can hit you the 15 or 20 home runs a year. I don't think he's there yet. I think he does himself a disservice by not understanding how to play a small man's game, even though he's not a small man. But I think that there's a chance for him as he moves on. Now, quite obviously, Lewis Robert is the guy that everybody is saying will take over center field eventually. Lewis Robert has to stay healthy. If he stays healthy, his skill is off the charts. He's got a chance to play there every day and play there for a long time. What he hasn't shown is the ability to stay healthy at this point. I think he will. Yeah, I think he will. But that happens to a lot of players coming over, in this case of Robert from Cuba. They don't play that many games like they do in professional baseball. You know, in the minor leagues, you're playing 140 games. A little less if you're playing the Arizona Fall League, a number of things like that. But you're not used to playing every day, so your body breaks down. It's the first time it's happened. As you get a little older, your body starts to adjust to it. It understands what you need it to do on a daily basis. You don't get hurt quite as much. And the Sox are hoping that happens with Robert, that happens with Jimenez, that happens with a few of their young players who are currently hurt.
Yeah. Hey, I want to let's go over to the north side for a second, because the Grand Slam walk-off last night, you know, it's such a rare moment. Does that, at a you know, on a team that has had the kind of success that this Cubs team has had in the last couple of years, they didn't win last year, they didn't win the World Series last year, they're in that championship window. Is an event like that, a single kind of event, sort of mid-late in the season, the sort of event that can propel a team or give it, you know, guys this confidence, kind of a moment to look back on and go, this is our year?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the best thing that could happen to a baseball team. And the Cubs have it. The Cubs believe, especially at home, especially at Wrigley Field, they believe that they're never too far down to come back late in the ballgame. And that belief in itself, when a team has that, you see things happen like happened last night with the pinch grand slam. I mean, they come back, in this case, 3-0 against a team they did nothing with all game. Best thing that happened was Scherzer ran out of pitches.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Cubs have a good team. Do they have a great team? They don't have a great team, but they have a good team. And they have a team that does believe that they can win any game they're involved in because they have a bit of a history. Now, granted, it's a short history. I mean, they won a couple of years ago. They're a very competitive team. They're going to be competitive again, whether they win or not. That can be a product of luck. But I will say that the Cubs have something that most teams just dream about, and that is they have the confidence they can come back late from any deficit. When you have that as a team, you're really most of the way there, because then you just have to execute. It sounds, you know, a little counterintuitive, but in order to execute late, you have to believe you're going to win. And in order to believe you're going to win, you have to execute late. So it is a chicken and egg theory. But the Cubs, because they did win, they have that feeling right now as a team. They have guys who believe they're never out of it. And that's the way any team has to be if they're going to win. That's the way Houston was last year. That's the way Kansas City was a few years ago. Kansas City lost most of their players. Houston is still a good team. They're not a great team anymore at this point because of that bullpen. But, you know, they're good enough. And the Cubs, yes, the Cubs can build off that situation of last night's ballgame. But they've been doing that for some time now.
The ALCS, NLCS this year, do you have some favorites? Do you think people who will be your top 2-3 teams in each league right now?
Well, let's assume that Chris Sale is healthy, and I believe that he is. I think he went on the disabled list strictly to get him healthy to finish the season on a strong note, because he has a tendency, he has in years past anyway, to kind of grind down at the end. So I think they're trying to keep him healthy. And assuming that he is, they're going to be a handful to deal with in a short series. I mean, you've got him. You've got Price thrown as well as he's thrown in a long time. You've got Porcello, who's awfully good. I mean, you've got yourself Pomerantz is a good left-hander. You've got Kimbrel at the back end of that bullpen. You got some guys with very good arms, and you have a lineup that's pretty well loaded. I like Boston. I think that they're in a short series, they're built for a short series, like I say, with that starting rotation. They got Kimbrel at the end. So that's a team that I really like. I love the rotation. You have to love the rotation of Houston, but they're not playing good baseball right now, and a lot has to do with that bullpen. They will give up the game late, and I'm kind of surprised they haven't done a little bit more to try to shore it up, although they made a couple of moves, certainly. Those are teams that I like in the American League. You know, you can't leave anybody out because in a short series, you never really know.
Right.
I think it's a great race in the National League West. I think that's really entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, National League East is a terrific race also. I mean, I don't know, pick one between Atlanta and Philadelphia, and you're sitting there with Washington. They keep losing like they did last night. It's going to get tough for them. But, you know, you keep hearing about that locker room, but winning helps locker rooms. So I'm not that concerned about the Washington locker room. I'm more concerned about their rotation after the top two guys.
All right. Steve Stone on baseball.
Yes.
Have fun tonight. Appreciate it. Thanks. I know you're tight to get ready for the game, so appreciate you spending the time today.
I appreciate it. Take care, and I'll talk to you guys.
All right. Thanks, there you go, Steve Stone. Okay, bye. All right. So let's check in with Judy. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
A plane into a house in Utah, and it's being called domestic violence.
Violetta.